Our Saints, because Alad likes it. Right, Alad?
Yeah.
Here we go, then. 8 minutes past seven. They say I need some roping to put... That's a great sound. So, Utah Saints there, and something good. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:15. Here's Dominic Byrne.
Hello there.
And here's Carrie.
Good morning.
And here's Dave.
Hi.
Here's Alad.
Hello.
And here's Gripper Steve.
Good morning.
So Steve is going to be, Steve is the pain man.
Not Rain Man.
What's your title? What do we call this? What do you do?
Sports therapy.
That's right. Whatever.
It's not therapy, it's torture.
He's going to do you, isn't he, Dom?
When?
Dominic reckons he has a very high pain threshold. So do you not think that you will scream like me and Dave?
No. I mean, I don't...
Be honest.
I'm not being trying to be hard, and so I do have quite a high pain threshold.
Brilliant.
Got that, Steve?
Yep, the challenge is on.
No, that doesn't mean pummel me harder. I just, you know.
They were one of my favourite bands from the early 90s. By the
pummel
way.
Me harder.
I think they do I Want to Sex You Up.
And they're playing Wet Sock, I think.
That's right.
Please welcome Pummel Me Harder!
Yeah! Are we doing this now?
Yeah.
I'll go first. I want to get it out of the way. I'm quite happy after last week.
Yeah.
Because the weird thing is, my legs feel better after last week, so I did a lot of running last week. He hurt me on Monday, and then I
left me on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I ran Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and I'm doing about 20 miles a week. Well, I did 20 miles last week, so I'm going to try and do it again this week. And it helps. My legs, and I've been stretching the way you told me to stretch. So I'll be interested to see if you can feel the difference from before when you started on me. When you, you know that it's going to hurt when he grabs my leg and he goes, God, this is tight.
It's when he makes noises. Like,
you're moaning. So, what music do we want for this, Al?
Something nasty.
Huh?
Something sinister.
Or should it be something quite relaxing, like the Cold Feet music?
Cold Feet.
Ah,
that's
perfect.
What we want, isn't it?
Perfect, Dave. Yeah, let's do that then. Here we are. Lovely music to soothe us into absolute agony.
Hello, Rachel.
Wow!
That's good, eh?
Front or back?
On your front,
please. On my front.
Yes, please.
Buttocks, meet my elbow.
I'll take my body. Hi.
Good luck.
Take over the other pockets.
Are you hoping that takes half an hour?
Yep. Hi, Steve. Okay, so I'm lying on my front. If I move this microphone here...
That's the position I had to get into for customs.
Now, do the legs look any different from last week?
So they actually feel a lot softer.
You went Norfolk, just say, right?
He's just putting his thumbs into my calf muscles to kind of give them a squidgy... And even that hurts me.
Steve's making a face. Is it tight there, Steve?
Well, last week we managed to get over the tougher outer part. Now we're getting to the really tougher muscle part. This could be a little bit more painful than
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't actually think that it would be more painful this week. Okay, now here comes the weirdest bit. This is where he puts baby oil on his hands and then starts to grin.
He's grinning already, massively.
He puts the baby oil on, as if that makes any difference whatsoever.
Makes his hands softer.
Okay, so what are you doing now? Just literally...
We're now massaging the top part of the calf.
That's right.
We're just going to ease away
in. Calf muscles.
They're very good top calves.
Thank you very much.
Very tight there.
Oh, God's sake!
Okay.
What does that mean?
We're getting ready to start.
Sorry, that's not the pain.
No.
That was Million or Dev.
Okay. Your main course is
now,
ready.
The tightness in your calf is right in this part here. So if you want to take a nice deep breath.
Ready.
Do you need something to bite on?
Yeah.
Alad.
Okay, so is that your thumb?
That's my thumb at the moment.
Okay. And all you do is you push into it and that just loosens it. You just...
I think so.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, God, that really hurts! Oh, God, Jesus!
You've gone red, Chris.
Oh, can't wait till you're on this table, Alan. Oh, God.
This is without doubt the best dance of the week.
How do I look, Dave?
Red, like a tomato head.
This is probably going to be really very painful now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Can you not kind of do it like bit by bit?
Bit by bit.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, this is actually, do you know what? Last week was one thing.
Yeah.
This week, this...
It feels a bit more therapeutic this week, a little bit.
Oh, please stop.
That's that one.
Mm. Oh.
Do you want to read the chart?
Yeah, let's do a rundown.
Do you want to have a go?
Yeah, go on then. Hang on then. Let me get it together.
I hope, by the way, I hope this is funny like it was last week, because otherwise it's just going to sound like me screaming. And I swear on my mother's life, I absolutely swear I'm not putting any of this on. You know, when he does his, when he sticks his thumb in. And granted, I do have a very low pain threshold, but...
Someone called Rob says his wife is in labour and you're making more noise than she is at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, well, we discussed this many times before, though. Men would be rubbish at giving birth.
Yeah,
that would be it. You know.
We're not really equipped for, are we?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Fern.
How you doing? I'm Reggie.
It's time now for the Chart Rundown Massage Challenge.
Right, I'm Chris Moyles on a massage table! Oh, God, Steve! Seriously! Oh! At number 10! I can't speak! At number 10, it's Jordan Sparks of Nowhere! Duffy is at 9. I can't.
Didn't catch that. Who's at 9?
Duffy with Warwick Avenue. Mint Royal and Singing in the Rain, Steve! God, that really hurts!
Should be.
At 7, Ting Tings, That's Not My Name, Sweet About Me from Gabrielle.
Chill Me.
Oh, I like being fat. I'm not going to run ever again. At number 5, Forever, Chris Brown. At number 4, Love Song from Sarah. Bareilles. Oh, are you almost done on that now?
Yeah, nearly.
At number 3, Take a Bow from Rihanna. Oh, sugar.
Yeah, you be careful.
Neo is at number 2 with Closer and Call.
That was very easy to understand.
That's a lot easier.
Honestly, I could cry. I really could cry.
A lot easier.
Is it Dom's turn?
Were you happy with that, Steve?
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, good.
Feels good.
Looks good, actually.
Are we done?
It's quite red.
Nearly. I just want to check out your knee, so if you can go onto your back.
Okay.
Oh, you've gone pale.
You all right?
You have gone a bit pale.
That really hurt. That hurt way more than I thought was going to...
I did think you were going to start crying at one minute. You had that proper... Bottom lip wobble.
I'm not proud. I'll cry.
Don't forget, you know people.
Oh!
Andy Peters, Alan.
Oh! I wasn't born ready. Oh. Now, if I did... Yeah.
Tight.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me?
This is why your knee hurts.
Oh! Why?
Because this muscle here, which is your vastus medialis, is...
You just made that up.
I did. But that will put pressure on the kneecap tendon. There we go.
Oh, no, please, we can't stop. Such a wuss. Good God.
What was the name of that one, Steve?
Vastus medialis.
Yeah, she's right. Number 6 this week, isn't she? Now, if I stretch... will this get better?
Oh, yeah, massively. I can show you some stretches for this one. This one's easy to stretch out.
This really hurts, Dave. I can't tell you.
I'm getting that impression.
I can't tell you. I'm so tense.
Mm. This is why I'm going to give it a miss this week, I think.
Oh!
You're not making it look like an attractive option.
No.
Oh, Dominic, I swear I can't wait for you to be in pain!
If you want, Chris, we can go to a track, and then as soon as Dom's finished with the news, he can jump on there. How does that sound?
Yeah, he's going on after the news! Oh, it really... I mean, it's not even like... It's not even a... Oh, it's not even like a weird sensation. It just hurts. It's just... Oh, there! It's just pain.
Oh, it's just can I not pain.
Stop? Can I stop? Is that, are we done?
Yeah. I just want to crack you back at one stage, but we can do that standing up this week.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
We go for a drink on Wednesday.
Should we do it now?
You can do, if that's okay.
Yeah.
This will take 2 seconds.
This was, it's easier stood up.
Yeah.
But this was actually everybody's favourite bit last week when they cracked my, when he cracked my back.
Do you know what you used to do, though? When you do it, not that I'm a bit sadistic about it, put the microphone next to Chris's back, because we heard it in the studio yesterday.
No problem. Okay. You might pick it up on this microphone as well.
I'll go down there.
Does this hurt? I can't remember.
I've never seen it standing up before.
No, it shouldn't do.
Okay.
If you just relax and take a nice deep breath and breathe as relaxed as you possibly can. Okay. So deep breath in and breathe out.
Oh! Oh!
I heard that again.
Me too.
How'd you feel?
I tell you what, if we don't beat Terry Wogan.
You alright?
I can't speak. The back thing is that's the easiest bit.
Yeah.
That really hurt this week. That wasn't fun.
You're done now, though. Dominic next.
You're an idiot.
Thank you very much.
Why do I... Oh, that just... Oh, my knee still hurt from you sticking your thumb in there.
It will do. Probably hurt for another day or so.
I can still run today.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, probably.
Good use of the word sugar during that as well, I thought.
I tell you, that's... You know how much I swear off the air. I'm like, seriously, I'm not sure with Tourette's. And it's very hard not to swear. Oh, right. Who's next?
Nominate Dominic.
I've got to do the news.
Okay, so after the news...
And then I've got to prepare the 8 o'clock news.
Yeah?
Okay, all right.
So you can do the news, and then you're on the table.
Okay.
Because don't forget, Dominic has got a very high pain threshold.
Yeah, it's not as high as... I mean, don't get caught up in the word high.
Okay, so thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. I do this for you, for your entertainment pleasure. And next... Dominic Byrne, who says he has a very high pain threshold and genuinely is saying he doesn't think it'll hurt him.
I don't think I'll make the noises that you've just made.
Really?
No.
Can you make him make the noises I made?
I should be able to.
Right. Boys, don't do that.
I'll put money on it. You'll scream.
Okay. I don't think I will, genuinely. I'll get it.
Whatever you want.
Oh, that was sore, but I won't.
Whatever you want money-wise, I'll go for it.
£1.
£8?
£1. £1.
I'm going to tenner? £20? How confident are you? Come on! Go! Come on!
Steve's grinning at me.
Forget Steve!
Alright, £2. That's my final offer. £2.
Yeah, you had a pay rise.
It was going to be £1. A boy,
I'm not your substitute. It hurts so much. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Of course, could be painful weather. After the sport, get on
there
for weather.
Right, Dominic Reed's weather in pain right. Next. Stop screaming, fat boy, etc., etc. Can you please ask Steve if cracking your back is good for you and why would you do it? From Trucker Drave, he's written, but I take it as Dave, going down the M6.
Could be Dr. Drave.
Steve, why do you crack people's backs?
If we crack the backs, the rib cage and the spine should move freely. So basically it's just like clicking your knuckles and you'll feel freer. You should be able to breathe better, but only done by someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, don't get a mate to just punch you in the back.
No, very dangerous.
How much does he charge and what area does he cover? I'm in need of a good sports therapist, says Duncan on the South Coast.
Do you cover the South Coast?
No.
I want to say, sorry, Duncan.
Competitive rates, I'd imagine.
Very competitive.
Chris, stop crying. Pain is a sensation. Sensations are to be enjoyed. And we enjoyed it, says John in Plymouth. Thanks. And Wigan, Rob driving to Wigan says, Dominic, you're tight. £2 bet.
Well, I just saw the glint in Steve's eye as soon as I mentioned the
word. Tony Cardiff says it's painful every time he reads the weather anyway, so.
Yeah. No, it's factually correct today. I've been outside and everything.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to read the news. And when Carrie starts reading the sport, on her last last button you had to press...
Yeah.
I want you to come round here. Oh, no, just do it, and then we'll come round. We'll set you up for the weather.
Okay.
So just Don't bother doing the weather.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, that's me screaming. Let's hear Dominic Byrne in actual pain. He says he doesn't reckon he will scream. I'm sticking £50 on that he does.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
Get the blowtorch ready, Steve. Yeah, we never said he was using his hands. Have you seen that episode of Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Let's not just go down that road.
7:33. Blah, blah, blah. Weather's coming up in a minute. Now just press it out. That'll do. Do. 7:37. People have been texting in saying, I'm sat in the car outside work, or I'm just about to leave the house with my right finger on the button, and I'm going to be late because I have to hear Dominic Byrne in pain. So Dominic is about to go onto the massage table with sports therapist Steve.
Front.
Now, Dominic has said that he has a very high pain threshold, and he genuinely believes that this is not going to hurt him. Do you feel anxious at all, or...? Be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. But you said that it's not going to hurt you.
No.
You feel fine.
Quite high pain threshold.
Are you regretting saying that you have a high pain threshold now?
He will be.
Okay. So far, I'm all right, actually. Yeah. Well, have you started yet, though?
No.
All right.
So what are you going to do first, Steve? What are you going to do?
Elbow into the right buttock. We're going to try.
Okay, nice.
See how we go there.
And the elbow. That's what I'm talking about!
Give it a go.
What, Steve? What does that look for?
Apparently, you went to the school next door to mine, so
he did.
We're from the same area.
People text in say you sound a bit like him.
Apparently so.
Could you do an impression of a backward tilt act?
No.
On Dominic's buttocks.
Right, no, that's good. That was a face movement from Dom.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath.
What's the weather?
And start reading.
Oh, yeah. All right. And the weather.
Fine! Oh, stop it! He's pushed him away! Yeah!
Dom, that was barely a second.
You didn't get a word.
I didn't say a word, did I?
Yeah, we saw that high pain threshold.
Oh, my God! He's actually just pushed Steve away.
That was really sore.
What did he do, Steve? What did he do?
Just don't do it again.
That's lower pain threshold than you.
Really?
No. Yeah.
So that was just the elbow into the right buttock.
I didn't really push that hard either.
All right. Do it again.
Okay, hang on. Let me get the proper Newsbeat weather.
Ease in for it.
All right, ease in.
Hang on a second. I don't have the weather. I'll just do this. Hang on a second. And now here's the weather with Dominic Byrne in pain.
Good God.
Fine and sunny across England and Wales today. Cloudier further north with showers over Scotland.
Ow! That's really sore. How high is your heart gone?
Tony, you're right. You are much more of a man than we are.
Yeah, I think I've proved a point.
I tell you what, you make me out to be a big girl, Dom.
Oh, my good God. That was really sore.
You ready to give up or do you want some more?
No, I'm ready to give up.
No, I think you should have some more. I think you should tell us what you did over the weekend. Okay, so he's just going to basically massage your bum.
All right.
Do him! Tell me, what do you get to over the weekend? What do you do?
Saturday was disappointing because it was very wet. It was very wet on Saturday.
Ow!
Now, be honest.
Stop it!
Are you surprised at how much it hurts?
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I totally embarrassed myself on the radio.
So tell me, so be honest, don't look at me. Look at me. When I was on the table,
yeah.
Did you think I was faking any of that? Be honest.
No. I could tell it was genuinely sore.
But you just thought that, I have a low pain threshold.
Exactly,
because my muscles hurt something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was quite taken aback by my own weakness, actually.
And you haven't really started yet, have you?
Oh, no, I think we've started. I think
it'll probably be more painful in that
area. Yeah! Oh,
Does Kat, what's that?
Are you
all right? Carrie wants to go.
Are you disappointed in yourself?
Yeah, I am. I'm.
Do you think that maybe your pain threshold isn't as high as you thought it was, or do you think that hurts more?
I think I probably have the lowest pain threshold of any man in the UK now. Actually, can I come off because I'm sweating?
Yeah. Who would you like to nominate?
Nominate Carrie.
Carrie. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That's nice. What was that?
I was feeling really brave, and after that, not.
Statistically, Dominic is a big wuss.
Please, I didn't embarrass
you. Doing it now?
Yeah, you're doing it now. Have you ever had a sports massage before, Carrie?
Yeah, like, just on my legs, and it was really, really painful.
Oh, well, pop up on the table. Steve is in charge.
Putting the word sports in front of it makes it sound that it's going to be pleasant.
Yeah.
It's called a nightmare massage.
What, do you know how, like, women, I mean, I know men do, but, like, women go, oh, going to go and have a massage, I think, today, pamper myself a little bit. This ain't pampering. Did you get lots of pictures, Sarah, by the way?
Yes.
Because at one point I looked at her and she was just laughing at you. She was really taking pictures, but she was just laughing.
God, that's
okay, so, Steve, what are we going to do with Carrie?
By the way, I get a bit of sciatica. Is that an excuse?
No.
Oh.
First, we're just testing the tension, and that's going to hurt. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
By the way, this is for men everywhere.
Just in case Tom's listening, there's a strange man poking my bottom.
not for the first time.
Oh, dear.
With his elbow.
Yeah, I'll get the army on you if you hurt me.
Okay, take a deep breath. And breathe out.
This is so much fun,
isn't it?
Are you right?
It's like childbirth, I think. I don't know. Just
it's like childbirth, but the other way around.
Yeah.
How does that
Come
feel?
Come on, Carrie, get a grip.
Carrie, talk to me. Tell me what you can feel right now.
Describe. Oh, it's like someone's pressing you into like a weight on top of you and you can't breathe.
That's right. No, Sophie feels.
Oh! Ow!
Is that quite tight?
Yeah, that's very tight.
She has a tight bottom.
Yep.
Wow. Can I have a go?
No.
I'm trained in pain. How was that?
Do you know what? It feels looser.
Yeah.
When it really...
Well, then let's start. Come on. Let's really keep it going. Has. All right. So, Carrie...
Yeah.
Okay,
you've just found something that's lumpy there. Oh, wow. Don't push that.
There's another clip. This is going to really hurt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is going
to
really hurt.
Okay.
Deep breath. And breathe out.
Oh, dear.
I feel bad.
It's the desired effect, isn't it?
That's not as much fun as Dom.
You alright, Carrie?
You alright?
I don't get paid enough for this. Ow! Can I have a bruise then? Ow!
Carrie, do you want to stop?
No.
You weirdo.
It hurts, but I like it. Well, no, because you've done two on that side, so this one might need to sit
Carrie, look me in the eye.
Yeah.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
No, it actually really hurts. But I think it's going to be better for me, so I want to try and see it.
Will it help if I play the relaxing music?
Yeah. Let me just imagine I'm now on a beach.
Close your eyes, Karen.
A beach with an elbow in your bottom.
No,
I'm really, oh, great. You're lying on a beach. And the sun is blazing down on your skin. And you feel the breeze.
Yeah.
Deep breath.
All across your body. And then a man falls on top of you.
And breathe out.
Oh.
I tell you what, I don't know what you just did, but the table moved. How do you feel now?
Sore.
Oh.
That's enough.
Oh, you've got tears, but not of crying.
No, they're like anger.
Yeah.
Would you like us to hold Steve down while you kick him in the Venus?
I'd really enjoy that.
Well done, Carrie. Yeah. Well done. That's very nice.
Welcome to our world.
It's a horrible world, isn't it?
I don't like Steve's world. I want to get off that planet.
Dan in Oxford is texting going, is this wrong? But I'm really enjoyed hearing Carrie and Payne. It's not exactly what he texted in. I just amended it.
Yeah, I saw that one as well.
Made it slightly more broadcastable.
Well done, Carr. Look at her, look.
Oh, honestly, I just... It's good, because you can feel that it really loosens you up now.
Yeah. Mm.
So I do feel better, but I've never known pain like that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
So, the only person who hasn't done it today is Alad.
Oh, I'm all right, Slim.
I think you need to do it, Al.
I think I'm the same as Dom, I laugh. So Dom's kind of done the laughing one, so...
I'd like to hear Alad on the table.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, by the way, after that, then, Steve goes on the table, then we all get to just punish him.
Bundle him, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to bundle you. do you want to do it now, or should we play a record?
Let's play a record.
All right, play a record for everyone who has to kind of leave the house and get out the car. Thank you for staying with it. Lots of love on the text messages for Dominic, and lots of love from the men for Carrie,
yeah.
Who weirdly enjoy her making lots of moaning and screaming noises.
Something for everybody this morning.
Yeah, isn't it just, you know. All right, 7:47, just like the aeroplane. So I've done it, and Dom's done it, and Carrie's done it, and next, Alad will go on the table of pain. Have you done it today, Dave? You haven't, have you?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm trying to give it up.
Right, okay, fair enough. Right, Alad is next then.
Duffy on Radio 1. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ken Bruce.
Thank you very much. Alad is now on the table of pain.
Alad, how are you feeling?
Sore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alad's already been on the table because he's worried that... What's wrong with you?
I have an actual back issue. I was trying to release the back before we went for the actual painful bum. Because I know the
Alad,
bum...
please, come on, rephrase this. Mm. You know, I'm going, I can't make any jokes about when you say phrases like that because I get into trouble.
Well, we've been saying bum jokes all morning. It's not just
I haven't done any bum jokes.
Nor me.
Okay, so you're about to, you're about to go through the pain barrier.
Last week I laughed. Because that's how I deal with pain. For some reason I laugh.
You
laugh
at me?
No.
Did you go on the table last week?
I had a little go last week.
On the air, I can't remember.
Yeah, on the air, yeah.
Okay. Steve is with us. Who has the lowest pain threshold out of me, Dominic, and Carrie, would you say?
Dom.
Really?
Sorry,
Dom. Got in for it. Dominic genuinely thought he had a high pain threshold.
He's pathetic.
He's...
I don't think he's truly been in pain before.
Well, do you know what? I'm really tempted to get him back for one more go just before Steve goes.
Mm.
Anyway, it's all about you, Alad. Steve, what should we do with Alad?
We'll do the backside trick again.
Okay. Backside trick seems to work with everybody. Are you kidding me, Alan? He just touched you.
He just poked it.
What?
You just poked it.
That was it. He just put his finger on your buttock and that was it. He hasn't even started massaging yet.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
See, now, Alan goes to the gym a lot. Do you stretch out enough, do you
reckon? That's the thing. It's difficult to stretch your bum. Oh, oh, isn't it, Steve?
Can be.
How can you stretch this bum?
Are you right, Al?
You ready?
No. We started yet.
No.
Okay.
Nice deep breath.
Here we go.
And breathe out.
Oh! I don't know.
Are you alright?
Wow, that hurts!
That's the idea!
Well, it's not the idea to hurt, but it is part of, you know, the alleviation of...
We're just a team.
I love this really relaxing music in the background, and then just screams of pain from everybody. Okay, so that was one side. That's the other side now. You're not going to let him do it? You'll be lopsided
that's
all day.
That's true.
We do need to do both sides.
Okay.
Do you want to change the music for you, Al?
No, this is good.
Okay, all right.
This is good. Oh, no, she's been something really silly. Like Grange Hill or something would be quite good.
Do you want that?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on there, Steve, okay. On my cue, Steve, ready?
Okay, nice deep breath in then.
Pain-o. Get off! Alan's in pain. Let's hear it again. Go on, Steve, one more time. Very quickly. Just a little nudge.
Let in pain.
Not that same spot.
What?
Okay. Not the same spot.
Okay, fine.
Hear it again. Hurt him again.
See, now, why is it, right? Alex, does that hurt? It's pain, isn't it? It's not like a nice sensation. It's pain. But why does why do we laugh?
It's like Dom. Just hurts, then it makes me laugh.
But did it hurt you? It hurt
me. Yeah, it did.
It hurt me. But I'm laughing at the same. Well, I know. Laughing as well as trying to stop myself swearing.
It's like your brain can't take in how much pain you're getting, almost. Does that make sense?
Roger in Buxton's texting saying, I'm completely lost. What is the point of this? What good does it do? It's just to watch everybody on my team in pain. And it was worth it, I've got to be honest.
But it is good to work that bottom muscle, isn't it, Harry?
Oh, you need to. If you're going to, you should have massages regularly.
Yeah.
We should do, like, send Steve around the UK. We should do a service to the UK.
No, do you know what we've got to do now? Do you know the celebrity lap? Forget the celebrity lap. Every person, every time we have somebody famous on the show, they have to do 60 seconds on the table.
Mm. Celebrity sport massage.
Yeah.
That would bring everyone to the same level, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Imagine the forms you'd have to sign if you get American guests in.
Puff Daddy on there and just...
Yeah, I can.
Or Pharrell Williams.
That would have worked.
Halle Berry.
Hey? That would have woken him up.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Did you see Pharrell on Sunday Night Project?
No.
Star, oh, jeez. He was stood there and they were making jokes saying, that was us in that video, and he just looked at them like, what?
Apparently, he was on Justin's team, wasn't he? And Justin went to give him a kiss, and Pharrell's like that. Seriously, get your hands off me.
Really?
And just like, are you anyone to give you a big kiss? He's like, no, seriously, I'll kill you.
Or was it for a laugh?
Yeah. Have a good sense of humour. Well, thank you for coming in, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Do you want one more go, Dom?
I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. If I didn't have to read the news, then I'd jump at it. But, look at that. I've got all the news to be reading. Do you know, I would happily never have that again in my life. That's probably the most pain I've ever had.
Do you think we should make Dominic do it one more time?
Yeah.
No,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. 30 seconds on the table.
When?
If you can manage 30 seconds without pushing him away.
When?
Now.
I won't be able to read the news very well, though.
I'll give you 20 quid.
Will you?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me find the... We got the countdown music. Where is it, Al?
Top.
No, it's 12 seconds now. Oh, yeah, well done.
We'll split the money.
No, shut up.
Oh. What about 20 quid for me if I can get him off the table?
Well, that all sounds so wrong. Okay, so, Dominic, if you can manage 30 seconds without pushing them away, 20 quid, time starts.
Hang on.
What?
Oh, no, I was waiting for the clock, sorry.
Time starts now.
Okay.
Dominic Byrne.
Stop. 3 seconds!
That's rubbish.
It really hurts, though. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That was
Mr.
Rubbish.
I have a very high pain threshold.
3 seconds.
I obviously just, you know, my bottom
is very sensitive.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. Wow. Since you've been
I know.
Girl.
I am. I don't mind. I am obviously a girl now. I just can't take it.
What's a wuss?
I couldn't take any more of that.
But you were saying you had a high pain threshold. And that wasn't even a bit for the show. You was. You meant it.
Well, yeah. I haven't in my bottom.
Oh, that's really soft. 3 seconds.
I know.
That's... Do you know how long you lasted? Here's what you lasted. You ready?
All right.
That was it.
Yeah, but even that feels like a long time now to me.
Oh, wow. Well, are you going to be all right to read the news?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll be fine.
Dominic Byrne, you are the weakest member of the team.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I just couldn't believe the bit where he got his elbow in, and even after 2 seconds, the pain was unbearable, and I really would have liked to have been anywhere else other than on his table of pain, knowing that I had to read news and stuff. And the weather. I'm out of here.
Right! The Welsh are all stupid. That's my impression of Adam Robinson.
Thank you.
I don't mean the Welsh is stupid. Don't text in. But
that was parody.
You get the joke, right?
Yeah.
Mmm. I haven't had Botox. Right. Well done, Steve. Thank you very much. We know this every Monday, by the way, till Christmas, Dom.
No.
Every Monday till Christmas.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
be all right to read?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play the new number one, which is Coldplay. I'm so pleased for this. The first UK.